Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The polls open in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut at 6 a.m. They close in New York 9 tonight, 8 p.m. in New Jersey and Connecticut. 1010 Winds is out there taking the voter temperature this morning.
For Nicholas Herzler, what's on his mind this election day?
The economy is huge, but I don't know why people trust Trump to deal with it more. I think that Harris can be trusted more to deal with it. She cares more about the middle class. People say, oh, it's her fault that there's high prices. I mean, there's high prices because of COVID.
Constantine tells me he hasn't been happy with the entire election process.
Well, stressed. I can't wait to get over with. Yeah.
You want it over with?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, do you have a particular issue that's on your mind right now? Is it, you know, whether it's the economy or whatever? I mean, anything really sticking out for you?
No, I'm really mad with this electoral college system, so I want popular vote.
More than a million ballots were cast in the early voting period in the five boroughs. Now, the borough with the highest turnout percentage during that early voting period, Staten Island. The lowest, the Bronx. Election day is going to be busy, so prepare for lines. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
As always, stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest on this election day, and then starting at 7 tonight for our special coverage. A New York State trooper now suspended without pay as the plot thickens in a story out of Long Island.
What exactly happened last week on the Southern State Parkway? The Nassau County DA and the state police say they are investigating inconsistencies identified in the reporting of a shooting incident involving Trooper Thomas Mesia. State police shut down the roadway to Mesia's house here in West Hempstead. This neighbor supports the trooper.
He's a good man.
He's a good man.
Yes, I trust him. I don't care what anybody says.
As for the suspect's Dodge Charger that police were looking for with New Jersey temp tags for a license plate, they say they are no longer searching for that car. Another neighbor just shakes his head.
So now the search is called off, so something doesn't add up, but it's just sad.
The body cam was not activated on the trooper and did not record what happened. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in West Hempstead, Long Island.
A family in mourning in Upper Manhattan after a 13-year-old who was struck by a car at Manhattan Avenue and Cathedral Parkway died after spending a week in the ICU. Mourners lit candles at the intersection last night for Nielle McCrory. Her father spoke to ABC 7.
My daughter Nielle was a brilliant kid. She didn't trouble anyone. She's a sweetheart.
The NYPD says 7,027 people in the city have been hit by a car so far this year. One bakery in the borough is offering some special sweet treats for Election Day.
Casting your vote sure is sweet, but what's even sweeter? Biting into a donut with your favorite candidate's face on it. At Moretti Bakery in Staten Island, they're selling Kamala Harris and Donald Trump donuts with red, white, and blue sprinkles. So whether you lean left or right, Cinzia Leone, the owner, says donuts are for everyone.
Oh, it's like a Zeppoli dipped in icing. It's probably the craziest thing you'll ever eat, but it's worth it.
She's been in business for 23 years and says she'll always remember this lesson from her mom.
Sometimes you can't really put sweets with politics. It doesn't match well. I don't want my customers feeling that I am picking a side.
No matter who you're voting for, she says one thing you need on your table for this election is a Moretti donut. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in West Brighton, Staten Island.
Testimony now underway in the manslaughter trial of the former Marine charged in the chokehold death of a homeless Michael Jackson impersonator.
Jurors in New York City have seen video of Daniel Penny gripping a man around the neck on a subway train as another passenger pleads with the Marine veteran to let go. The video, shot by a high school student, was shown in court Monday at the manslaughter trial surrounding Jordan Neely's 2023 death. It shows Penny on the subway floor gripping Neely's head in the crook of his left arm, with his right hand atop Neely's head. In it, you hear an unseen bystander saying, "Neely is dying, let him go." Prosecutors say Penny recklessly killed Neely, who was homeless and mentally ill. He had frightened passengers on the train. Penny has pleaded not guilty. He claims self-defense. Julie Walker, New York.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.